Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Collingwood All of NCBA, talking Green New Deal and more in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerINC.com.
Congresswoman Cortez from New York City has advanced the idea of a Green New Deal. But at this point, a lot of her Democratic colleagues are reluctant to publicly support it, at least when it comes to an actual vote. Colin Woodall, the lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that the vote this last week in the U.S. Senate on the Green New Deal was almost laughable.
It was a comical vote because you had the Green New Deal. It was put on the calendar for a vote. And as Senator Cornyn so adeptly said, any senator would celebrate if the majority leader came and said they were going to get a vote on their bill. But the Democrats didn't see that way. And even though this is one of their premier issues for this particular Congress, they all decided to come out and vote against the motion to even consider their new Green New Deal resolution. So a lot of shenanigans, but I think it also shows or spotlights the fact that Green New Deal's not ready for prime time. And because of that, the fact that they don't have a lot of details, I think exposes them a little bit. But it also provides an opportunity for us in the cattle business to tell the story of the good things that we are doing to be more efficient and to protect our resources.
You've had several of those, I guess, opportunities. The Eat Lancet report, for example, also out not that long ago, that was really attacking animal agriculture.
It was, and I believe that they expected it to gain a lot more traction here in the United States than it did, but that is because the industry was able to jump in and get the facts out there ahead of time. And this is a great example of where the checkoff work done by NCBA and also the policy work done by NCBA were able to come together and ensure that the facts were truly out there. And because of that, this really did fall flat. But it shows that the issue is going to remain, and we're going to fight this from here on out.
Let's talk about one of those other issues that's out there that we're getting comments on right now. WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. 2.0, I guess if you want to call it that, or a new WOTUS.
The WOTUS nightmare is almost over. The proposal that's out there needs a few more tweaks, but it does a very good job of doing two things: protecting water quality, but more importantly, protecting private property rights. So we are asking everybody, all of your listeners right now, if you have not done so, go to policy.ncba.org and you can submit comments in support of what EPA is doing. We need to overwhelm EPA with voices from the countryside saying that we support what they are doing, because as you said, the other side, the activists who like the Obama version much better, are already flooding the gates with their comments. Agriculture needs to do the same thing, so that way EPA feels comfortable moving forward and finalizing this. If we can do that, then I do believe we can have this wrapped up and behind us before we get to Christmas.
Are we close to getting the Obama era WOTUS totally thrown out the window? I know that we've still got that court battle on several states.
You know, we do still have the court battle, but once the new rule goes into place, then that will effectively terminate the 2015 Obama era rule, and we can move on with life knowing that EPA is not going to be regulating every ditch and every puddle in this country.
But we are going to have a lot of litigation between now and eventual, I would think, implementation.
As soon as this is finalized, the activist groups will sue, much like we started suing in 2015. The difference is this rule is written in a way that we do believe will withstand the judicial scrutiny. So we will step up and help EPA defend this, and we do believe it can be defended in the courts.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.